Welcome. You're listening to the Love, Heart and Soul Community Radio Show. And I'm your host, Caroline Sakura Douglas. And today we have our special guest, Helena Westland, who's going to be sharing about how she unlocked the truth of her heart and followed her truth, and also how we've worked together. And I will also be sharing my story too. And we also have some live transformations as well, where we also have heart readings and activations, and there will also be a live call in for questions. But now, how I'd like to start now is just by us connecting to our hearts. So just find a place to relax. Hopefully you're just sitting down, and just close your eyes. And now just take in three deep and full powerful breaths in and out. And when you breathe in deeply, it automatically takes you down from your head, down into your heart, and deep into the center of your heart. So just drop gently down into the center of your heart. And just notice that beautiful feeling that's always there, which is your essence. It's like a little spring. It's like a little spring of energy. And when you connect to that, it gives you that feeling that all is well. So just breathe in deeply and notice that feeling and just allow that feeling to expand. And now set the intention to open and expand your heart and consciousness and anything else you would like to include. And receive this activation now, which is a sound activation. And just take a lovely deep breath in and out. And just notice how you're feeling. And just allow that feeling just to expand. Thank you, that's beautiful. So today, my special guest today is Helena Westland. And I'm going to be interviewing her about her journey to unlocking the truth of her heart and things that she did to start to follow the truth of her heart and how that manifested. Before I do that, I'm just going to share with you just a little bit about my story. And something happened tonight, and it's like my higher self said, and my guide said, "Ah, you can use this in the show tonight." I said, "Oh, thank you." Because it was like a deja vu feeling where I was feeling really nervous. So I had like summer thoughts in my stomach and feeling really hot and feeling like, oh, I can't do this. But then I remembered that when you connect to your truth, so when you connect to your true essence, and that's what we did just now with that exercise. When you connect to your essence, it's like any nerves or anxiety or fears just dissolves away. But the key is to stay connected to your true essence. And then all is well. But what happens is when we feel fearful or anxious, it's so natural to go upstairs into your head and think all sorts of things and tell yourself all sorts of bullshit stories. But I thought, oh, wow, I just need to share that because, like, it's about being in your truth, your true essence. So my journey was a very challenging journey. But with that journey came beautiful gifts. And where I received this divine wisdom. And so it was like when I received that wisdom about what was actually going on, it shifted me to a higher vibration and consciousness, rather than being like a victim and thinking, oh, all these things have happened to me. So my journey in terms of connecting to my truth, initially I found it very, very difficult, because I was trying to find the truth in my head. I was in that in my head and not in my body, although I thought I was in my body, but I kept going upstairs into my head. And that would give me lots of migraines. But trying to work out things, trying to find the truth. But the energy in your head is like really fast and really heavy. Whereas when you drop down into the center of your heart and you're deep in your body, the energy there is very slow and very deep and very powerful. And it creates this beautiful space for you to receive your guidance. Whether that be like a hunch or a gut feeling. And so once I learned to do that, and once I felt safe to do that and could trust my guidance, then I was able to connect into my heart and receive that guidance. But the other thing is, it's very important to clear all trauma. So that's past life trauma and present life trauma. And this is trauma imprints and karmic imprints and limiting beliefs and programs. So I'd love to say I've cleared everything. And sometimes I feel I have, but I have to say this, we're always evolving. But what I would say is I've cleared the major ones. So what happens is when you clear those major ones, then it sort of like opens up into this beautiful well where you have this like, it's like a well of truth. So suddenly like you can really feel your truth, and your truth really, you receive great clarity on your truth. But before you start connecting to your truth, it's really, it can be very, difficult in terms of connecting to your truth, because we have a story that we've been running, and I have to say it's not always a beautiful, wonderful story. And so when that story keeps running and that's playing out in your life, like it's playing out in my life, it felt so real that I thought that was true. And so it was also involved learning to tell myself the truth about me, because I was so focused on being honest and truthful with everyone else. But the person I forgot to be honest and truthful with was myself. And so the universe reflected that back to me by bringing forth lots of people in my life, families and friends and colleagues who were not always in their truth and were not always in their integrity. So I knew when that happened that it was reflecting back to me that somewhere inside of me, I wasn't in my truth. And I needed to embrace that. And probably the reason why I wasn't in that part of my truth was because there was something blocking it. So that's my journey. Well, it's just like a brief synopsis of my journey. So it'd be lovely to hear from you all, to like share in the chat box, and also if you want to call in. And now I'd like to introduce you to Helena Westland, my special guest. Helena, can you tell me, I forgot, which country are you from? I'm terrible with forgetting things. Oh, sorry, I haven't made a sign.
Hi,
Caroline. Sorry, I forgot to make you live.
Thank you for having me.
Would you like to introduce yourself, Helena?
My name is Helene Westlund, and I'm from Sweden. And I've been through a journey this last year, opening my heart and following my heart and my truth. I was in the business, if you want to call it that, 15 years ago. For 5 years, I was working. I was reading tarot cards and helping a friend of mine with her workshops and different courses in tarot reading. But, well, I ended up being, I like to say I was IOD'd on it. I had too much. It was too much crystals, too much tarot.
Oh, I know that feeling. Yes. Addiction to
and
it.
Too much, yeah, and too much women trying to stab you in the back. So I left and I worked in corporate business for 10 years almost. And, in February, my teenagers started having trouble in school, and we realized that they were trying different drugs and skipping school, and my life just fell apart and my heart broke. When a heart breaks, it cracks open. And so my heart opened. And I realized that I can't do this anymore. I'm not following what I should do. This is not my dharma. Yeah. And I just knew I had to do something else. I had to do what I've been called to do. I mean, my name is Heli, and the big Swedish goddess Hel is in my name. And she is the mother goddess in Sweden. And my mother wanted to call me Maria in Swedish. But when I was born, she was, no, she has to be called Helia. So I always felt I was chosen by the goddess from the moment I was born. And I just felt I had to do this. I have to do this now. And during the time with the kids and the schools and the social services and the doctors and the rehabs and all the things we've been going through, I've found my strength in the spiritual world, and I signed up for a sadhana with the goddess Durga, and we were doing a meditation, and she gave me a gift, and she gave me the words Shakti flow, and I just realized I had to work with the feminine power and the use of feminine energy in our masculine society. And that's where it all began. And then I started listening to different summits and listening to different teachers. And I did a few courses on how to lead circles. And one thing led to another. And I ended up doing your heart activation session. You did a live on a Sunday afternoon, and I had the time, and I thought, why not? And it ended up being just you, me, and some other woman. So we got so much time, and you just went in there, and you actually read my heart. From I didn't even speak that time because I didn't have a headset, so I was just writing into you.
Yes,
to read my heart and tell me what was troubling me and how I should work with that. And you gave me some ideas and some tips with the deep breathing and questions I should say to myself every day, and I did. And I don't know if it was 1 or 2 weeks later when I listened to you again and we were in contact again. And I was like, I still have that pressure over my chest. And you told me there's an old heartbreak and something old, some man that you haven't forgotten about. And I can just jump back 10 years ago and feel how that person was still present in my life. Even though I'm married and that person is not a part of my life, but took my heart space. And by realizing that, I could clear that program that old energy. And since then, I can do it much more easily. It's in everything, almost. If I get a bad news or something, I just feel it. And I just, it's there. Okay, I acknowledge it. And if I have to, I cry a tear or two, and then it's gone.
It's yeah. Perfect. That's beautiful, Helena. That's a very powerful story. And thank you for sharing so courageously from your heart. And when you said about, you know, I remember when you came to that workshop, and also we did some karmic imprint work, didn't we, clearing?
Yes.
It's like sometimes, like we could be working on the wrong thing, you know, because you think, oh, if I change this belief or I change that, but in actual fact, sometimes it can be from our past life, from all timelines. It can be like an imprint. So, like when that your ex-boyfriend, you know, broke your heart, what happened is it created an imprint, and yeah. it then had a vibration. And so each time anything happened in your life that was in resonance with that vibration, you would feel that heartbreak again, and you would recreate that, but not consciously. It would be doing it unconsciously. Does that make sense, Helena?
Definitely. And since we did the karmic imprint session, you and I, that was only a week ago, and we went even deeper, of course.
Yeah.
That was also, it changed a lot on a deeper level, of course. And I have trouble with abandonment since my childhood. And I always feel lousy when someone is leaving, and I hardly ever say goodbye to people. I just leave because I'm not good at goodbye.
I resonate with that. I definitely have that too.
So, but I told you before too, but after our session, and my husband was leaving, and I was like, and you're, oh, he's leaving, he's leaving. Oh no, oh, he's leaving. I'm not going to survive. Oh, oh my God. Oh, oh. And then I just felt it. And I was like, oh, I am sad about this. And it just shifted. And then I was like, okay, have a nice trip. And I was mostly looking forward to, you know, being home alone and playing my own music and eating the food I like and enjoying time. So it really works, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I've found that whenever there's a repetitive pattern, and say I've done lots of clearing on it, and I found that what it is it's actually like a trauma, you know, a trauma imprint, or it's a karmic imprint. So, and when you have like a trauma, it could be anything. It could be that somebody didn't let you play with their teddy or their doll, or it could be something like your mother left, or you know, it could be anything. It's depending on how the child interprets it at the time. And so as a child, you're not always able to process your emotions. And if you don't feel safe to feel your emotions and to express them, then what happens is it becomes frozen, and it becomes frozen in the cells of your body. And it creates this trauma imprint, and it creates and there's also a karmic imprint as well. But when you have that trauma imprint, then it has this holds this vibration. So anything that is in resonance with that vibration will trigger it. And sometimes you think, well, I don't know why I would get so upset. So if somebody, if I was like getting upset, like for no reason about a particular, like something, say somebody saying goodbye or whatever, I would wonder, or I would feel really sad when someone was going away, almost like grief. And I think, well, what is that about? But really it was about the sadness for myself, and going back to I feel guided to actually share this because you've been really courageous in sharing, Helena. But and this is for like for all our listeners, and for our other two guests, Deborah and Shola. I found out, and obviously it wasn't conscious, that I kept wondering why you know, I would disconnect from my true essence. And, you know, I didn't quite feel connected, you know, and I didn't feel like I was really here, really present, or even that I wanted to be here. You know, that may sound a bit shocking, but it was like, especially when you're, you know, when you go for those ascension symptoms, but it was like, and I wondered what that was about. And what happened was I did some birth trauma work, and now I do that myself with the clients, but I had sessions, and it was really profound, because when I went back into the womb, I didn't realize that I'd actually made a vow to, because I didn't feel safe in the womb and I didn't feel safe to be born, because of my soul contract, then I made that decision to disconnect from my essence and to leave my beautiful, precious essence. We all have a beautiful, precious essence behind in my mother's womb. And it may sound really strange, but what happens is a lot of trauma and repetitive patterns can be, unlocked in the mother's womb in doing birth trauma work, where as a, you know, when you were in your mother's womb, you might have made a decision, or even when you were being born, because however that birth was or how you felt in your mother's womb then keeps recreating the same pattern in your life. And it's only when you're ready to open that up and look at it and then release it, that's when you feel really free and you think, wow. But it's just very profound. There was lots of like birth trauma work I did, and it was like, wow, like that can be like the key to unlock, you know, everything. Just that one thing. Does that resonate, Helena?
Definitely. And I have a strong belief that the more work we do about this, we really further and further. And as you say, we go to earlier life or alternative life.
Yeah, or past life, yeah.
Past life. And I also believe the more we clear, the more we get. So I think we're starting to put on even the collective. I mean, I was talking to my daughter last night, and she was talking about the boy who was doing a very easy surgery in his stomach. And the doctors did something wrong and he ended up paralyzed. And I started to cry.
Oh.
I started to cry. And she was take it easy. It would be good if we had a rehab and start to walk again. But I was like, you can't tell me that stuff. And then I realized, oh my God, I have to clear these things too.
Yeah, if you become, you're right. If you suddenly become really sort of sad or emotional or even really angry at something that's just, you know, that it's really tiny, it's because there's an imprint there, and that tiny thing or whatever is like in resonance with that vibration of the trauma, and then it opens it up, and then you're overwhelmed with all these emotions, and when you're overwhelmed like that, sometimes you just do, you don't want to be, you know, you want to sort of like escape, that's quite natural, but it's about clearing it, and there are lots of things you can clear yourself, but I would say like trauma imprints and karmic imprints, I think it's not all, you know, it's best to work with someone doing that.
Yeah, I told you the one trauma you and I worked with, I have been working with that for years on end, all the ways possibly, but it might be a combination with the ascension work I'm doing, but when you helped me, then I could really feel the change for the first time.
Oh, thank you. It's probably because we're in resonance with each other as well. But it's like you can sort of like, if there's a suppressed emotion, you can sort of like feel your emotions and breathe through them, and that releases them. But if it's like too traumatic, you just don't know what it is, you're really stuck, then you do need to have help and stuff. I think we might have lost Jola, but I'm sure maybe she'll be back. We have Deborah, and she's going to be one of the people who will do the live heart reading and the activations. Mm. And Helena, it's just been so lovely to have you on the show and for you to share your story. And it's what is really refreshing and so lovely. You see, I think when your story is really about being in your truth, and if you have that disconnection in the womb, then it's really hard to connect to your truth. But it's like when you have that story, you just love it when somebody shares their truth. It's like I feel such a connection when someone shares it with, you know, and I think it's because, like, it's confirmation for me, but it's like when you do share your truth, when you have the courage to share your truth, you feel more connected to that person, and there's like a deeper connection. And I always feel honoured, you know, I feel honoured that, you shared about your life, Helena. It's like someone's giving you this beautiful treasure box with all these precious things in, and you have to hold on to them and honour them and cherish them, you know, because that person's been courageous enough to share that. So,
well, it's really empowering to stand in your truth.
Yes, it is very empowering. Yes. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, not everyone feels safe. And if you've had like an abandonment imprint or a rejection one, you know, then it's, you don't always feel safe. Or if you've had a lot of trauma, you're not able to feel grounded and be in your body because it doesn't feel safe in your body. But once the trauma's released, then you're able to be in your body and you're able to be grounded. But, you know, I never felt safe to speak my truth or to be in my truth. It was like terrifying. And as I shifted in each level, it's like, oh my God, when am I ever going to be able to feel completely free? But it's the trauma for me, I felt, any trauma imprints and karmic imprints stop me from feeling safe. Do you resonate with that, Helena?
Oh, yes. I don't know if I even told you this, but after our karmic imprint session, I felt so much more grounded. I could actually feel my base chakra, the first chakra, the ground chakra. I can feel
it open
and connect, and I feel so aligned now. I am so grounded all the time. It feels wonderful. It really does.
Oh, that's so lovely. Oh, that's wonderful, Helena. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Please stay on the show, because I'm going to be doing these live heart readings and activations, and then we'll be taking questions from live callers. Live callers. We're not going to have dead callers, are we? We're going to have... Oh, okay. It's good to laugh, isn't it? It's really good to laugh.
It is.
Okay, so I want to welcome Deborah and Jola onto the show, and for being courageous enough to receive a live transformation, a heart reading and an activation. So I'm just going to go to Jola now. Okay. Welcome, Jola.
Oh, hi there. Hello.
Hi. So what made you, when you saw my post, what was it in, because I mean, you sent me a beautiful email, but what was it that sort of inspired you to be a willing volunteer?
Well, as I mentioned in the email, I've been doing quite a lot of intuitive work. So I'm really, really interested in that. And actually, I've been on a course just recently. It was a course geared towards relationships. But it's all around, you know, just working intuitively and understanding, you know, your ego and, you know, what's stopping you from, you know, achieving certain things in life. So it's really interesting, and I find it, you know, fascinating. So I think when I saw your post so freshly after the course, I was okay. She's used the words that, you know, just resonate with me so much. And it just felt like, okay, well, I'll try. Why not? I'll connect, reach out and see if, you know, if you feel like I might be the person that you would like to do a reading for. So it was really, really nice to have your response. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and it's an honor to do this. And when I received your email, I did say when I emailed you back that I felt this lovely energy. I felt your essence, and I thought, wow, it's almost like you were sent messages, because I believe that the universe sends us messages in all sorts of ways. Sometimes those messages are really beautiful, and sometimes they're really painful ones to wake us up, you know, to become more conscious, to shift, to do different things. Okay then, Joe, so what I'd like you to do is I'd just like you to close your eyes and just take in three deep and full powerful breaths in and out. And drop gently down into the center of your heart. So now when I look into your heart, I can see that it's like all like telephone wires in your heart. So I will see different symbols and words, names, all sorts of things. However, your guides want me to see it. So this is what I'm seeing right now. It's not to say you've actually got telephone wires in your heart. It's just, so they're all sort of, so it's just a reflection. It's just symbolic. So it's like, they're all tangled up. But what I also see, which is very interesting, that in the center of your heart, and obviously that's not true, it's just symbolic, there's like a fetus. So obviously that's you. And it feels, I mean, so is this resonating with you? If it doesn't, doesn't matter.
I'm not sure where that's going, so I'm really interested to find out.
Yeah, okay. So it's like, so you've been doing a lot of work on yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like you're like going to have like a new birth. When I say new birth, you, like you're going to. So I would say, so whenever we have huge shifts, it's like it sounds really strange. It's like we're born again. It's like we shift into a new level of being. We shift into a higher dimension and a higher consciousness and vibration. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's happening right now is like all these wires are all tangled up. So this would be like a block. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do an activation just to open and expand your heart and consciousness, and then see what else shows up as well.
Lovely.
So just stay in your heart and breathe deeply and just relax. And also Helena and Deborah and the other listeners, they can all receive the activation, but obviously I'm doing this activation with you, so everyone will still benefit. Just take a nice deep breath in and out. Just another deep breath in and out. And so those tangled wires is like there was a lack of clarity. And that lack of clarity was to do with a relationship. And there was also like, so when we have a lack of clarity, we can have a conflict. So because I saw those telephone wires and you as like a fetus, it's like you're shifting into a higher level of being, a higher level of consciousness. So each time we shift, that's what it is. And it's like a new reality, but there's fear there, And it was around a relationship, because like when we're in relationships, if we're shifting, expanding and evolving, very often the other person quite naturally can feel a little bit sort of left out or feel rejected or feel like they're losing you. So that can create like conflict. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
Is that resonating for you?
Well, I'm wondering what it refers to, because actually currently I'm in a relationship with somebody who's really, you know, following this path as well. So he's definitely raising his consciousness. And sometimes, to be honest, I feel like I'm, you know, kind of behind. but something like this actually happened with my previous relationship, which was like, you know, a 9-year relationship when we got married, and I was definitely wanting to move on with life and raise my vibrational level and everything, and he just decided to get stuck, you know, to stay where he was, completely stuck, and he was, you know, dragging me down. So I decided to free myself. So I'm wondering, I mean, what you've described kind of applies probably more to that situation and that relationship.
Well, what happens if we haven't, like I was sharing about trauma imprints and karmic imprints, and Helena was as well. Sometimes we're not aware that there's like a wound in our heart, or we have a trauma imprint or karmic imprint. And so if we have that in our heart, if we haven't healed it, then what happens is, like I said, that holds the vibration, and then that attracts a similar thing. And so that brings it into resonance. So it will trigger something that will be in resonance with that vibration. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So let me just tune now. So how are you feeling right now after the activation?
I got a really nice sensation of, like, you know, some sort of, like, you know, nice vibration to begin with, but also almost like shivers, you know.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yes. It was like something clearing, definitely. I enjoyed it.
Well, there's definitely no telephone wires and I can't see the fetus. It's almost like I can see, and it may sound a bit corny saying this, and I have to say I don't always see like a white light, but I'll see maybe like a flowers or doves or streams or, you know, angels, whatever it is. Whatever is in resonance for that person. So what I'm seeing is this a ball of white light right now. So let me just tune in a bit more now. Also, you try very hard, don't you? You do put a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah, I do.
You do. It's like you want it so much. You want it so much that, and I have to say, I used to be like that. I was terrible, put so much pressure on myself. Is that you can get, so what happens when you want something so much, you try hard, then you enter into conflict and you lose your clarity and you can feel lost. And all it is it's just like, you know, your soul wants you to come back into your heart, just wants you to return to your heart for that clarity and to come back into that peace. Because when you're in your heart, not in your head, because when you're trying hard, you're in your head. And when you're in your head and you're trying hard, what happens is you're like on a constant hamster wheel. Do you know what I mean by hamster wheel? You're running.
Oh, yeah. I feel like this all the time.
Yeah, so this is what I'm feeling, you see. And so that will affect your relationships. So it's almost like you're running ahead of yourself. So I'll just share something with you. And this because, just briefly. So I remember, sometime this year, I've been really, for a long time, been practicing being in my divine presence and presence work. And obviously we go in and out of loving ourselves and we go in and out of our truth and we go in and out of presence and we go in and out of our consciousness. So obviously I needed to have this lesson. So I remember thinking I needed to go to the bathroom, but I was also hungry. So what I did, I walked up the stairs and went into the bathroom. Now, as I was coming down the stairs, I became very conscious, and I was walking very slowly. I became conscious of the fact that my head was in the kitchen. It was actually cooking a meal. So my body was on the stairs, and my head was in the kitchen cooking the meal. So I walked very slowly. I obviously sensed that something was going to happen, and I just fell down the stairs. And you would have thought that I'd run down those stairs. It was so painful. And I thought, okay, I get this message. I need to be present in my body. So what happens is when you are trying so hard and you're running ahead of yourself, you're not present in your body. And that's how accidents happen. So it's like when people have accidents, it's because they're not in their body. So after someone has got up the stairs, I do make sure I'm in my body. But does that make sense? I felt guided to share that with you. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Does that make sense, Jola?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, did that make sense, that story I shared with you?
Yes. I was just saying that I got disconnected for a moment for some reason, so I had to log in again.
Yes, I saw that. I thought, what happened there?
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's what I felt guided to share with you.
Yeah, I get the idea of it, yeah. Yeah, I have to admit that sometimes I don't feel fully present, you know, in the current moment or in my body. I feel disconnection. Yeah, so I know what you mean.
Yeah, so very, very simple exercise. Very gentle, but very, very, very powerful. It's very easy to do, but the hardest thing is the practice. And all you need to do is to take in some very deep, powerful breaths. So you breathe in more deeply and powerfully than ever before. You take two or three of those breaths, and you will come down from your head really quickly. It's like you've got into this magical lift, and it comes down really quickly down into your heart. And then you start feeling the peacefulness there and the silence there, and really take action from that place and not from your head. And when you want to work something out or you want to try hard, come down into your heart. It takes practice, but it's very simple. But the most difficult thing is practice. So Jola, thank you very much for being a volunteer. And it'd be lovely for you to share in the group or on the page, or even to come back and show and sort of share how you feel after the show and how things unfold for you.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the reading.
My pleasure. Okay, so I'm just going to... So I'm just going to welcome Deborah, who's... also another volunteer to have a live heart reading and activation. Welcome,
hello.
Deborah. Hello,
thank
how
you
are
so
you?
Much. I am just, what you just shared with the previous caller is I felt the power in your genius, in your true gifts. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I just suddenly felt guided to share that. It's like I saw myself going down, and so that's what I did. So I'm so glad it resonated with you, Deborah. Okay, so I'm now just going to tune into your heart and then do an activation. So just close your eyes and just take in three full and deep, powerful breaths in and out. And drop gently down into the center of your heart. Okay, so I'm just going to do an activation first. Sometimes I'm guided to do that first. And everyone can also benefit from this as well, the activation, which will open and expand your heart and consciousness and clear anything that needs to be cleared. Taking two deep, powerful breaths in and out. Okay, so what I'm seeing now is like, do you know like a woodpecker? It's like a little wood, it's like a woody woodpecker, I would call it, a woodpecker. So that's symbolic of what's been going on for you right now. First I saw you banging your head. Obviously you're not physically doing this, or you may be doing it. But the woody woodpecker, I say woody woodpecker, but the woodpecker is like, it's just, you're being very frustrated and you just like, it's like you're banging your head on something, but it's like a woodpecker, keep banging and banging. What's happened is that you've got stuck. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing that really strongly. So how did you feel when I just did the activation? Have you noticed anything different?
I felt even a more expansion in my heart. I definitely felt a layer of expansion with the previous caller resonating with all of what you shared. And in this...
Oh, lovely.
It was like another expansion in the heart. And when you described the kind of thing in my head, it's like, that's what's been happening the last 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also give yourself a very hard time, even harder, actually. It's like you are always trying hard, but it's like, it reminds me, I'll be honest, like, I always had migraines right from when I was little, and I haven't had a migraine for nearly a year, but then something come up for me where I had to make this decision, and I had this awful migraine, and I know why I had the migraine, because I was trying so hard to try and, you know, even though I knew what my truth was about the decision, I found it so difficult. You know, I was in conflict because I didn't want to speak my truth. I didn't want to make the decision. Does that make sense? So what happens is, it's almost like inside you, there's like a, it's like the part of you which is banging your head, you know, because like it's so frustrating. And so that will, I don't know if you experience migraines, but that will give you a lot of tension in the head and in your body. Does that make sense?
I resonate with that frustration, yes. And
yeah, I feel that.
Shoulder.
Yeah. Let me just like tune in now. So, okay, well, I don't see the woodpecker there anymore. It looks like a dove, but it looks like a very big dove. So maybe it's a dove that's had a really lovely rich feast, which must mean this dove is filled with peace. So just taking like two deep and powerful breaths in and out, and I feel guided, because of it was quite severe with the woody woodpecker, to do another activation. And of course these activations, everyone else will benefit too, who's listening to this show and also offline as well. You just close your eyes, take some deep breaths, come into your heart. And it's really important for you to keep, even if it's like, to come down into your heart 2 to 5 seconds throughout the day, you will start then connecting to your true essence. Wow, I saw you running down this beautiful meadow, like you were running, you were on your own, you were really free. It was like a child. So when I say a child, it was like your inner child. It was like feeling really free. So that's a beautiful image. Does that resonate for you? Do you feel that?
Absolutely, and I can see the progression from this, my entire experience on your call, literally since the last lunar cycle, been going through a process of letting go and rebirthing, literally rebirthing. And
wow,
knowing that I was unplugging from old belief systems and
yes,
launching literally the truth of why I'm here, although I spent considerable time trying to return to old ways, getting a job and such. And what you just confirmed and opened up with your powerful frequencies of sound. I could feel that freedom that you just described. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I thank you so much. It's just, that's just, that comes through me. It's not me, it's just my guides channeling it through me. So it's been a real pleasure and honor, and I could speak to you longer, but I have some callers online. But thank you so much. And please stay on the line, and please share in the group, or if you want to send me a private message about how things are going for you and how things are unfolding. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes.
My
wow.
pleasure, Deborah. I look forward to connecting with you again. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so we have the callers on the line. So we have a caller on line 4, and this is 860757.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. What's your
Hi.
Question?
I keep having people attack me in my life without any provocation, and I'm wondering what my lesson is supposed to be. Am I just always supposed
to...
I feel like a punching bag.
I'm really sorry to hear that. So when something keeps happening, and we think like I'm being really a lovely person, I don't know why people are attacking me or abusing me. More often than not, and you know, I've experienced this myself, is you would, unless I was working with you, I couldn't say, but what I would say is it would be, what I'm saying is I don't have the time to sort of tune in, but what I'm saying is what I'm feeling actually is it's like a karmic imprint. And it could also be, so what happens, it could be something in a past life which wasn't healed, and it keeps creating that trauma or that karma. So I don't know if you were on the show earlier when I was, when Helena was beautifully sharing, and then I shared about karmic and trauma imprints. What happens is, if there's a trauma and we're not able to express our emotions at the time, we don't release those emotions, it becomes frozen in the cells of our body and it holds the vibration. It creates a vibration, it holds this vibration. And anything that is in resonance with that vibration, whether it's rejection, abandonment, abuse, you know, whatever, they connect. So then it keeps recreating the same pattern. Does that make sense?
It feels like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
What can I do about it?
I know what I would do. So, you know, I always want people to follow their own truth. I'm not going to be telling people what they should and shouldn't do. But what I would say is you need to see if it feels true in your heart. I don't know if you listened to Helena where she was sharing a trauma. And I did work with Helena. But what I would do is I would... go with what feels true to me in terms of finding a person who I felt really safe with to, and also somebody that's experienced it too, not somebody that's a textbook therapist or coach or healer or whatever, but that can actually clear that. I'm not saying they clear, but what I'm saying is the modalities they use, the healing therapies or whatever they're doing, they've done a lot of training, their experience in clearing trauma imprints or karmic imprints. That's what I would do. You need to see what feels true for you.
Okay. Thank you.
That's my pleasure. Let me know how you get on. You know, you can always send me a private message or you can always post in the group. Stay in touch and let me know how you get on. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, I have a caller on call line 5617959. Hello, welcome. What's your name and where you come from? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name and where you come from? I've got like a few minutes.
Hi, my name is Shiva. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Shiva. From Massachusetts.
Hi.
Hi, so what's your question?
Just basically what I can continue to do to raise my love vibration.
Okay, to raise your level of vibration.
My love, love vibration.
Yeah, so to raise your level of vibration, mm-hmm. it's really, it's committing to that, to committing to mastering your state of being, your vibration, and that's by staying conscious, and it's also about letting go of people and things that no longer serve you, and you could do it via meditation or listening to some music or just learning to create that practice of loving yourself deeply, and honoring and respecting yourself and your space and connecting to you, because that is mm-hmm. it's connecting to your true essence, your beautiful vibration. I don't know if you hear at the beginning of the show, but that I did an exercise to connect to the heart, but you can also go to my website where there's free activations and things you can listen to there. And if you wanted to subscribe, you can receive a meditation where I guide you into connecting to your true essence. But it's really going doing something that really resonates with your heart, and that really sort of shifts you to higher vibrations. So it could be listening to a particular piece of music, or listening to a particular teacher, but just go with what feels good for you. The other thing about your vibration is to really start to master that and to embody a high vibration and to shift to a high vibration, you know, consistently. Obviously, you can't do it all the time. It's about being aware when you have disconnected from yourself. I spoke a bit about that at the beginning of the show. When you disconnect from your heart, your true essence, and it's quite natural that we do that because maybe when we're with some people, we just maybe don't feel safe or we just disconnect. So it's learning to stay really connected to your true essence. Does that make sense?
It does.
Does that resonate?
Definitely. Yes, it does.
Yeah?
Yes, and I caught pieces of your other readings, and I resonated with a lot of the things you were saying.
Oh, that's really good. That's my pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing and calling in. And I'm sorry, I'm sort of running out. I've got like about 2 minutes.
Oh, no problem.
But I'll be doing another show next Wednesday, Soul Contract Reading. It's a similar sort of format. So if yourself or anyone listening wants to volunteer, then I'll be doing 2 Soul Contract Readings and activations. On Sunday, I'll be doing past life regressions. So I'll be choosing 2 people to take them through a past life journey. That will be live and with activations as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And let me know how you get on.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
Okay, then. Take care, then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so thank you very, very much for listening. Thank you for the lovely Helena, and thank you for Deborah and Jola and all our other callers and listeners. It's been a really divine pleasure and honour to do this show. Initially, I was really nervous, but thank you very much. And if you want to work on a deeper level, expand and evolve with greater ease, if you want to work on a deeper level with me and expand and evolve with greater ease, you can go to my website and the link is below, and you'll see all the services I offer. And if you have any questions, send me an email or Facebook me, send me a private message. You can also join our Facebook group as well. And I look forward to connecting to all of you soon. And that will be on Sunday. But if you go to the group and the Facebook page, you'll see the shows that are coming up. And there'll be opportunities for people to volunteer, because I love doing these live transformations with the support of my guides. So thank you, everyone, and sending you lots of love and divine blessings. Thank you, Helena.
Thank you.
I'll just, so I'm just going to end the episode. Well, the episode's ended now. Okay, thank you, everyone.